are active galactic nuclei in post-starburst galaxies driving the change or along for the ride, by Lauren Lanz et al. We present an analysis of 10 kiloseconds snapshot Chandra observations of 12 shocked post-starburst galaxies, which provide a window into the unresolved question of active galactic nuclei, AGN, activity in post-starburst galaxies and its role in the transition of galaxies from actively star-forming to quiescence. While 7/12 galaxies have statistically significant detections, with two more marginal detections, the brightest only obtained 10 photons. Given the wide variety of hardness ratios in this sample, we chose to pursue a forward modeling approach to constrain the intrinsic luminosity and obscuration of these galaxies rather than stacking. We constrain intrinsic luminosity of obscured power laws based on the total number of counts and spectral shape, itself mostly set by the obscuration, with hardness ratios consistent with the data. We also tested thermal models. While all the galaxies have power law models consistent with their observations, a third of the galaxies are better fit as an obscured power law and another third are better fit as thermal emission. If these post-starburst galaxies, early in their transition, contain AGN, then these are mostly confined to a lower obscuration, NH is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 23 cm2, and lower luminosity. L2 minus 10 kilo electron volts is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 42 ergs1. Two galaxies, however, are clearly best fit as significantly obscured AGN. At least half of this sample show evidence of at least low luminosity AGN activity, though none could radiatively drive out the remaining molecular gas reservoirs. Therefore, these AGN are more likely along for the ride, having been fed gas by the same processes driving the transition. This was, our active galactic nuclei in post-starburst galaxies driving the change or along for the ride, by Lauren Lanz et al.